we should also point out, because of COVID, the challenges that these teachers are facing today and whether to keep a school open or closed because of the virus. It's so contagious. Right. We have distance learning, virtual learning, and children that probably will be left behind, hopefully not for a long time. It may take them a while to catch up. And that's what COVID
that's
is doing. That's facing these teachers, and you're so connected to them because of your work there in the legislature. You must have a feeling for what they're going through today.
Well, you know, the month after my term ended serving, my son-in-law died at the age of 49. And he'd been a soccer coach, active in his church, and left two sons who were 9 and 12 at that time. They're 14 and 17 today. So the minute I left office, I ended up getting a minivan and becoming a carpool grandma, soccer, football, and everything. And their mom continued to work and lives here. They live in the same house. But I had been very active at council, formerly Lee School, where my son-in-law went. His mother and dad had taught and been involved. So I'd been in schools all the time. And so after I left office, I continued to be in schools. So I've been at council, I've been at Carver, I've been at Booker T, I've had kids at Jinx, and then also these last few years, in addition to helping my daughter with my two grandsons, and now one turned 16, my job got a little easier. But I also took on prison ministry, and through my church, I was at First United, and I dove into Exodus House and had at least 7 people, I believe, that I helped coming straight out of prison into interim housing, reconciling with their families, and getting back on their feet and their jobs. So I had a chance to look at their kids who had been away from their parents and been in prison, and the kids were in schools scattered throughout the state. So I know those kids. I know them. I talk to them. I love those kids. And then I have my own grandkids who had their own experiences that I hear about every day. And the challenges were tremendous even before we got to COVID. But this has been very complicated. I mean, I can't even imagine as a teacher. My daughter-in-law, my stepson's wife, is a teacher here in Tulsa. And they went back to kindergarten, pre-K, and whatever. And within the first week, every first grade teacher in that school had to go into quarantine. Every first grade teacher. And I mean, just keeping teachers in the classroom has been such a challenge. So I can't even imagine as I watch my grandsons every day get on the computer and try to learn with their teachers, because everyone's learning at the same time. It's unbelievable. Yep. So if you don't have a parent that is there standing with them, helping to guide them, I don't know how this year won't be a loss for many, or certainly a setback for almost every student and teacher that we have. So, yeah, we have a long road ahead. Mm-hmm. And it can't be done without money. I mean, the complications. My hat's off to all these young people who are parents today and trying to have a job and trying to raise kids, because it was already hard with social media, as we know, and all of the things that brings into their home that they hadn't anticipated. But then to put COVID on and become an educator in your own home, that's just really complicated a lot for everybody.